On today's podcast, we have another exciting episode for you guys today. We open segment one by diving into our Easter recap, learn something new about candles, and give a local restaurant a review. In segment two, we talk all things Derby related, including Thunder over Louisville this weekend, and discuss this past NASCAR dirt race at Bristol. Segment three finishes strong, as always, with our random question, some recommendations, and Tyler's quote of the week. Welcome back to episode number 11 of the Life After College podcast. I am your host, Austin Zershmi, joined again by my co-host, Tyler Brockman. And usually, I'll ask Tyler what's up, but I'm going on a high right now. But I just got to get something off my chest.
Get it off your chest.
I'm about an hour into this show on Netflix. Watch the first episode. About 10, 15 minutes of the second episode. Now, I'm not a big reality TV show guy. I mean, the most I watch is maybe Fear Factor, maybe Wipeout, if you even want to count that as reality TV.
But it's real.
It's real. Joe Rogan was on there when he had hair. But the show on Netflix called The Ultimatum is the most bonkers, ludicrous shit that I've ever seen. So basically, if you don't know, if you haven't heard, there's this show out. They have six couples, and they all have been given an ultimatum by their significant other. They're supposed to go on this show, and they date, you know, the other couples, or not the other couples, but the other people from the other couples. And after, you know, a week of dating everybody, that everybody makes their choice. And, you know, I'm only one episode in and a little bit through the second episode, but they got two crazy ass proposals from the original couples, and people are making their choices. And all of a sudden the person that they picked is getting proposed to by the original boyfriend. So there's just a lot of juice, a lot of spice, a lot of drama going around. And, you know, I think this is like an 8 or 10 episode show. So I'm kind of really invested into seeing how this plays out, because this is absolutely insane. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about it. I've seen some jokes about it, that it's, you know, a couple having this conversation like, hey, you know what would be good for our relationship is if we went on a show and dated other people and then either got married or broke up. And I mean, that in itself is pretty crazy. So yeah, I mean, the whole reality TV show thing, you know, I've watched a little Love Island UK, you know, got into it. That one's mm-hmm. not your 8 to 10 episode thing. That's your like 50 or 60, you know, Jesus. That I've binge watched. And that was good, but like, I don't think I'll watch another season of it. You know, I've seen what, a season or so of Bachelor and Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, you know, all of those, just kind of know what's going on with them. I know Netflix came out with like the Too Hot to Handle or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Never watched that one. But, you know, a lot of these I give like one season a try. Not always like the first season, but just give one of them a try. And it like entertains me for that season. But past that, you know, I can't just watch them redo it again. So,
right.
You know, maybe this will, you know, be one that I try out. But it's always good to see like a one with like a different idea than just the same old, you know, like Bachelor, one contestant, a bunch of dates, those sort of things.
Right. Yeah. And apparently this is was a pretty big show. People are talking about it on Twitter and stuff. Personally, I don't have reality TV show Twitter. Don't follow a lot of accounts that talk about reality TV shows, so I haven't seen if it's popping or not. I just casually, you know, picked it on the top 10 list threw it on for shits and giggles to maybe kick back and keep it on in the background, whatever. But I am more invested in this one episode in than I was in Squid Game or something crazy. So I don't know. I'm curious to see how it plays out. I'm sure some people have seen it. Some people may have heard about it, but it's absolutely bonkers. Now, it started to be, oh my God, this is so crazy. And now it's like too crazy to where you're like, okay, they had to have like set this up or something. But it's also like cringy in a way that, I don't know, some people can't read situations well. And I don't know if they're coming out doing all this stuff because
those that makes you feel good about your own life.
Right. But who knows? But yeah, I just had to get that off my chest. So I'll go ahead and finish how we usually start. What's up?
Well, not too much. Got the wife out of town. Ooh. So routine's thrown off a little bit.
Strippers.
Yeah, you know, it's just revolving with the
where's Miss Powell at?
Who?
What was her name? Katina Powell.
Oh.
Yeah, you know
she's
the one.
She's skipping out on her bail and stuff like that. But yeah, so routine's thrown off a little bit, but got a couple more weeks of clinic before finals start. So trying to fit in a bunch of patient appointments, things like that before the end of that.
Do you get a summer break? You're taking classes in the summer too?
Yeah, we get like the 1 week off. So that's when I'm going to Tahoe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, we get like a long weekend on 4th of July, long weekend on Memorial Day.
That's worse than having a job.
I know. Then we also get a week off in August, so it's not too bad. I think there will be a bunch of rotations that I'll go through this summer. Kind of keep things interesting, spice things up.
Do things chill out in the summer, or is it still crazy?
Yeah, it's a lot more chill in the summer because we don't really have classes that we take. So it's kind of just clinic, which is nice.
So as people know, if they celebrate, this past weekend was Easter weekend, had Good Friday, he rose on Sunday, yada, yada, yada. You know, I think the Christians got that wrong because math ain't adding up. If he died on Friday, 3 days later, it's Sunday. I don't know what kind of calendar they had.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's three.
I mean, technically, he may have been dead 30 hours.
Possibly. Oh, so you're one of those Bible scholar people, are you? Can't just, you know, accept things for what they are.
I mean, I'm just telling you, as an accounting guy that loves Excel sheets, if I did Friday plus three, it ain't going to be Sunday. But that's a topic for another day. Don't want to get everybody up in arms over this simple math. I'm just saying it doesn't add up. The math ain't there, but whatever. What did you do this weekend? You got a recap for us? Anything crazy?
Yeah, recap this weekend. Went bowling. You know, been a while since I've been bowling. On Saturday we had the Frankfort Avenue Easter parade. They'd had it canceled the last couple years because of COVID. But Saturday they had it. It was our first time going to it since
being locals.
Yeah. So the weather was perfect for it. We just kind of walked up to Frankfort. Emily got some coffee drink or something at Heine Brothers and a pastry. And then we walked down to Gelato Gilberto, got me a little cup of gelato. And then we sat out there. They've kind of got some like turf squares, you know, that fake like lawn look with some chairs. So we just kind of sat there And
did you bring your own chair or did you sit on the ground?
Nah, they've got some chairs set up there. Okay. Just kind of all the time. So when it's a nice night out and you're eating your gelato, you don't have to eat it inside. You can go out there and kind of, they've got some chairs and they've got some on their porch. And so we just kind of posted up there. But there were plenty of people who brought their own chairs, that sort of thing. We watched the parade. It was a lot longer than I thought it was going to be. I figured, oh, you know, pretty local parade, might go like 25, 30 minutes, but it was like an hour and a half, maybe longer.
There you go. Good weather for it.
It was great weather, so I had no problem just sitting out there enjoying it all.
Getting your gelato.
Eating my gelato. They also had some cannolis. But yeah, there was, you know, your basic, you know, Easter Bunny came through.
Mm-hmm.
You had a bunch of the local businesses come through.
I saw that there was a Spider-Man spotting.
Yeah, that was, so there was this kid, I don't know, probably like 4 or 5 years old, decked out in his Spider-Man costume, and he was just kind of running up and down the street. And there's this one spot that was like across the street from us where there's like a handrail, and he would like go up on it and swing and stuff like that. And I thought it was funny, so I was going to get a video of it. But by the time I had pulled my phone out and like put it on the video, he had already like swung off of it. So I was just kind of didn't exactly know what I was recording. So he jumped down. Just
recording a random kid.
Just recording this kid. It was a nice day. And he kind of like jumped down off the curb, you know, did his little Spider-Man pose. And then he started running off and just like whiffed on the curb and face planted. And I got that all on video. I quit recording because I was like, oh, I don't know if he's like hurt or something. So I quit recording, but he did, you know, everyone in the crowd saw there was a nice gasp, a nice ooh from the crowd. And he got up okay. Everyone was like, oh, Spider-Man, you okay? And he got up okay. I think he was just a little embarrassed, but, you know, he had a mask on, so nobody knew what was going on.
Nobody knew who his real identity was.
Yeah.
He could have gone in the bathroom and changed clothes. No one would know.
Nah, I saw him later. He was just sitting on the curb, probably thinking about his actions. But no, it was a perfect day for it. And after that, we just walked up and down Frankfort, went to some boutiques, went to a couple other stores, went to Carmichael Bookstore.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's about as far as we generally will, like, walk up Frankfort from where we are is to there. And then we kind of just turn around and come back.
Yeah, I need to – I have a route where I just leave, go – take a ride on Frankfort, and then we'll walk all the way down to Stills where they're doing road construction, and then just loop back around, get on Grinstead and walk back. And that's kind of like my circle.
Yeah.
On my daily walks. Not a bad loop. Now it takes about 40 minutes, just like walking. But I kind of want to see what's to the left walking.
Yeah. Go down Frankfort and go to the left. There's
a lot
probably
of stuff
a good amount there. Of good amount of stuff there and shops and stuff to go through.
When like because I know that like the train tracks are over there and kind of figuring out a proper circle if you can even have one.
Yeah,
but I'll map that out. That's a time for another day. But my Easter didn't really do much. Nothing too exciting. Didn't go bowling. Wish I would have, but we'll have to stick to the wee bowling for now.
Yeah, I need to try out Vernon Lanes. We were going to go there. That's over by us, but it just renovated and reopened.
And there's a bowling alley. We call them.
Yeah, it's like one story by like 64.
Okay.
But apparently they only have like 8 lanes. because we called them. I mean, you know, it was a Friday night, so you know that they were busy, but
they had the reservations at the bowling alley.
Yeah, but you know, if you call ahead, I'm sure it'll be a good time.
Yeah. Well, there's a place over in right by Chick-fil-A in St. Matthews too.
Yeah, that's where we went at Ten Pin. It's okay, but I've heard that the Vernon Lanes is a cool setup.
Nice little vibey spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of wraps up the Easter talk. I'll tell you a new thing that I learned today. We might try to incorporate this on future podcasts, maybe have this be a recurring segment. Maybe like our random fact of the day, preceding our random question of the day. But I learned that there is a way to burn candles. And it's not just light it, walk away, when you're done, blow it out. Apparently, if you don't let it burn so long the first time and you blow it out, your candle's ruined because it gets this almost sinkhole inside the candle. I had some candle experts swipe up on my story today. Like, yo, man, that candle is funneling. You got to either wrap some aluminum foil around it. You got to put some baking soda, stir it up, pour it over the pot, heat it up. Like I'm making a science experiment, like I'm some candle drug addict. But these candles, they burn in the middle. You blow it out. It doesn't burn all the way around to where the whole top layer is liquid. You blow it out before the whole top layer is liquid, then it starts to form a little sinkhole, and it's just going to keep burning down and to be like a quarter size circle instead of the whole entire top. So I learned today there's a certain way to burn candles. So I thought you just light it, walk away, blow it out when you're done, but apparently that's not the case. Did you learn or did you know that?
I've seen something about that recently, actually. So I just had to go click on your story to see what it was about. You know, in that little, whatever it's called, the little circle next to your name where it shows the preview of the story.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a butthole. I didn't know. I mean,
you think I'm throwing that on the story?
I didn't know what you were doing. It just looked like you were looking straight down.
That's private story material.
Anyway.
I'll throw you on the private story.
Yeah, no. You know, Emily handles most of the candles at our place. I'm not, you know, really that big into candles because of the, like...
Yeah, you like smelling shit, don't you?
No, I just... We got... I'm trying to think of what it's called. I think it's called a Pura. It's...
Sounds like it stinks. Yeah.
It's a Pura. It's a... like smart fragrance device that
automatically spray shit.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how it works.
Emily knows. We need to call her up.
Yeah. But we can put it, we can load in and we can like program it or something like that for like what time of day to go off.
Oh, yeah.
And it can do the volcano candle scent that I'm sure a lot of people are aware of. I like that. I just don't like the like smoke and like soot that you get from candles.
I don't know. I never really had candles, you know, in the apartment that we had at the province. But just recently, as you know, living alone or living in a house, especially with some at my old house where I was renting with a couple dudes, you know, there's a bunch of smells going on. So candles were a necessity, and lighting them up became, you know, I'm not invested in them entirely. I just buy whatever at Kroger. I ain't going to be a maniac and go to Bed Bath and Beyond on candle day and spend $200 on candles. I'm not a maniac.
Nah, you can't be doing that.
But get on my Kroger every now and then when I need a fill up, and you know, they got the room smelling good, but I got to buy a new one, even though I just bought this one because it's tunneling.
Can you just, like, cut off the edges?
See, no, I thought that. I took a knife to it. I told people I was going to post an after pic of what I was doing. I took a knife and scraped down the sides, thinking that would fix it. But it's like, now it's like flooding, like the inner circle. And like it's like barely lighting now, where it doesn't stay lit very long. Because once it like melts.
Man, you killed it.
I know. That's a $5 candle too.
You just need to get the wax melts.
Those are amateurs. Those are for weenies. I have some plugins. I got them in the bathroom, in the bedroom. But got just candles for the office kitchen area. So my house is smelling good. You don't got to worry about me.
I ain't worried about it.
But yeah, we might try and incorporate some type of random fact, some random life lesson. Whenever it comes about, maybe in future episodes.
I always got tooth facts if we need them.
There you go. And last but not least, today I was craving, you know, some tacos. I was going to go to Taco Bell. Thought, man, you know, I get Taco Bell, you know, ever so often. Let me try and switch it up, get one of these local spots. And I don't think this is a local spot. But it's a chain, I believe, but I've never seen it before outside of the new location that just opened up on Shelbyville Road. But this place called, I think it's called Bubba Coo's Tacos or Burritos or something. It's right there on Shelbyville Road next to like Five Guys and stuff. The menu is crazy. They got like tacos, burritos. And then randomly, they got like chicken wings and curly fries, onion rings. So it kind of reminds me of like the trifecta on Brownsboro, where they got like salads, tacos, and pizza. Just kind of worried that, you know, you have such a diverse menu that it's going to all just kind of be very subpar since you're not really specializing in anything. Kind of like with a Dairy Queen's food. That's a callback from a previous episode.
Shout out Dairy Queen and the Blizzards, though.
But I mean, the tacos, I got a couple tacos. Got some toppings on it, queso. I got salsa and stuff. I was pretty satisfied with it. Not too bad. Price is okay. They got a lot of toppings to choose from. They got a lot of different, you know, variations to try. I just got some ground beef tacos and, you know, lettuce, cheese. I think I had corn salsa and rice along with a thing of salsa and chips and queso and stuff. So
is it more like a Taco Bell or more like a, you know, Qdoba, Moe's type of joint?
I'll probably rank it like a Qdoba. It's not a fast food. I placed an order online and went and picked it up, but they had a drive through to like go through to pick up your order or whatever. I don't know. I would say like fast casual. I don't know if there's seats inside to where you can eat inside. I didn't go in, and it seemed rather small to like be like a restaurant, like a Qdoba or Moe's to eat inside. But I mean, maybe they have some stuff in there. Not quite sure how long it takes to make the stuff. But I mean, I was, you know, satisfied with it. Prices were okay. Three tacos for $10. So not bad. Probably higher quality than Taco Bell for sure. So nice to switch it up every now and then. I got a buddy of mine that his family owns a taco Choza, I think that's what it's called, right by Smoothie King and Tin Roof and stuff. So I've gone there a couple times. That place is good. But the Bubba Coo's review, solid, not bad. Could be better, but you know, it's, you know, get what you pay for. It's cheap Mexican, not too bad.
We were gonna go there once, and we pulled up in the parking lot, and we were looking at their menu online, and It was kind of crazy, like you said. And so we just went somewhere else. But that building used to be a place called Top Round, which did like roast beef sandwiches with like horseradish and all that. And it was like a fancier Arby's. And it was really good. But unfortunately, not there anymore.
Unfortunate. Diving right into segment number two, we got some local topics for you guys today. Initially starting off, we got it's officially derby season. We got Thunder over Louisville coming up on Saturday, and that will spark the couple weeks here in Louisville where this is the best time to be in the city, in the state. Derby's coming up in a couple weeks, first Saturday in May every year, no matter the weather. Do you have any plans for Thunder for Derby? What you got going on?
So, I mean, unfortunately for Derby, it'll be Tahoe. The travel day. Yep. Yeah, it's the travel day to get out to Tahoe. So that was unfortunate, but I mean, if we waited an extra day, flights were going to be like an extra 500, 600, 700 a person type things. So had to do what we had to do. I don't know. I mean, what sucks about, you know, still being in school is that's the finals time.
Oh, my God.
I know. But, you know, got to show some of these people from my class what, you know, why this is the best time to be in Louisville. And it's really for these 2 weeks right here. So, looking forward to it. Hopefully the weather's good for a lot of these outdoor events.
Yeah. Good weather makes everything 10 times better. If you have shit weather, if it's cold, if it's raining, you know, Thunder just seems sad. Derby seems sad, no matter if you're at a party or at a friend's place or what. So good weather is key. I think, not quite sure what I'm doing for Thunder over Louisville Saturday. I went to Thunder once in my adulthood. You know, people say you go to Thunder once, go and experience it. You don't really need to go experience it again. You know, a lot of people downtown, a lot of vendors. You know, Thunder over Louisville is pretty cool. We got Derby coming up. I think Derby, I usually go to Gary Zell's house. I think you were there.
Yeah, I went out there 1 year.
1 year.
Good times.
Not too bad. We'll see what happens with them this year. That's usually my plans. And exciting time to be in the city for sure.
1 year we did the we went to the Bats game on the Thunder Day.
Smart.
And then they give you a wristband and you can like come and go as you want. It's nice. You know, you can always go back, go to the bathroom, you know, at Slugger Field, then go walk down to the waterfront. So I'll probably do that again, maybe not this year. But that was a nice setup. And I think some other places downtown are doing similar type setups where, you know, you're able to come and go.
Yeah, are you lighting off any fireworks or are you going and watching?
I mean, I'm not lighting any off.
No sparklers at the condo?
No. Somebody around us might.
Might get arrested. We'll HOA see. Coming in.
Our Shut HOA up. People are like 70 years old.
Yeah, they say no fireworks after 8:30. But exciting time to be in Louisville for sure for these next 2 weeks. And switching gears from horses going around a track, we got some cars going around a track.
Still on the dirt.
We got the Bristol Dirt recap for you guys. Now, some of you may be thinking, you know, this, you know, NASCAR, you know, they're not racing on dirt. What are you talking about? I know NASCAR. They race on asphalt. They race on concrete. you know, you're crazy. They ain't racing on dirt. And that's where you're wrong. This past weekend and last year included, these past two spring races at Bristol Motor Speedway, the last great Coliseum has been on dirt. And, you know, last year there was, you know, it was more of an afternoon, Sunday afternoon dirt race at the track. This year actually had some more excitement to it because it was a night race, and night races are always supreme in my opinion. But, you know, this Sunday, on Easter Sunday, Bristol dirt race, racing itself for majority of the race was all right. But the ending is what saved the race and made it pretty good. You know, there's a pretty long green flag run at the end. Second place guy is closing in on the leader. Last lap, he gets to his bumper. Last turn, last corner, he dives in and takes out himself and the leader. Third place car, who was about half a lap behind, comes in, steals the show, gets a win, finishes in front of the guy who was initially in first place by about a car length and a half. And just a crazy excitement race to way to end the race. And I don't know if you caught any of it. What's your initial thoughts as, you know, kind of being a casual fan with this?
I mean, as the casual fan I am, I like there being a dirt race. I think it can be a pretty long season. It's a lot of races for them to all kind of be similar and on TV. One track doesn't really look too much different from the next unless if it's, you know, a road course or something like that, right? So I think it was cool to see them on the dirt. You can really see how the cars slide around a lot more, which I think is cool. I know I see some of the, you know, NASCAR purist fans being like, you know, why are we racing on dirt? You know, this is so stupid. But, I mean, it's one race. It's not, you know, doing anything crazy to the rankings. It's not doing anything crazy to the playoffs too much. It's just one race. It's a little different. So I liked it. I watched maybe then with the rain delays, I didn't think it was going to, I don't know. I didn't want to wait up for it. So I went on to get ready for bed. So I had to catch the highlights the next morning. But you know, even without seeing the ending live, you know, I was pleased with it. When it's something like this where, you know, some of these drivers come with a dirt background, I think it's cool to see some different names kind of jump up to the front. You know, these teams aren't working on setting up their car for dirt the whole season. So, you know, some teams just get it right and some teams don't. So it shakes things up there. And that's kind of why I liked it. And then, you know, again, you just kind of see that sliding around more. It's like a slide job every lap. Mm-hmm. And then you have the chance for that ending where, you know, you can slide a bit too far, make contact, and third place can jump up to the front.
Yeah, and you know, I like the aspect of dirt racing in the premier series of NASCAR. I was talking to a couple friends, and you know, Bristol is an awesome track. It's probably my favorite track on the circuit. Has the best racing. It kind of just stinks that they took, you know, the best track that, you know, has the best racing, has, you know, great finishes and, you know, good racing altogether, and then they threw dirt on it. So it's kind of like, wish they would have either taken, you know, a track that isn't as exciting and put dirt on it rather than the best, you know, concrete track and throwing dirt on it, or just going to a track that's supposed to have dirt on it in general. I know there's Eldora, that's around here somewhere. That's a dirt track that the Truck Series has raced on in the past, that Tony Stewart owns.
Tony Stewart killed a man.
You know, people don't talk about that enough.
Oh, yes, they do.
But I would like to see them go to a dirt place, but actually, like, you know, go to a place that's supposed to have dirt on it, not make a dirt track. If they would want to, you know, change, I don't know, maybe Richmond or something to be dirt for its entire thing, or if they just want to add on another track that's, you know, supposed to be dirt. And then I would like to see them kind of incorporate almost like a dirt car. Because I feel like the big stock cars, while it's, you know, traditional for NASCAR, you know, a lot of the drivers are wanting the windshields to come out if they want to do a dirt race, because, you know, the dirt can get stuck on the windshield and then you can't see. You know, you go to a dirt track and you watch a dirt race, you know, the cars, they don't have windshields. They just have like tearaways on their visors, so they can, you know, just tear it off when dirt gets on it or whatever. But you can't do that on a windshield because you don't have windshield wipers. So
yeah, I kind of like the one off right now where, you know, these teams aren't putting a whole lot of prep into it. I mean, when you look at NASCAR, it's, you know, to me, I think it's kind of got the most variety. You know, you'll have super speedways, you'll have short tracks, you'll have road courses, you know, you'll have a little bit of everything. So I think just having a little flair of dirt is good. I mean, I wouldn't want to see, you know, like 5 or 6 dirt races a year or anything like that. And then I like keeping the car the same. I mean, you know, you see them struggle, and I think that's part of it. You know, those dirt cars, they don't even really look like cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can still keep like the same big body. They made some small changes just from this car, from last year's car. I mean, they put mud flaps that they didn't have last year on this year's car. They had some type of barrier that covered the front grill, so dirt didn't go into the valves and the intakes, you know, coming in through the front. So they made changes on this car compared to last year's car for the better, and, you know, it helped out a lot. The racing itself in the first half, probably first like 70% of it, it looks a little sloppy from the driver's side of things. There was a lot of cautions, a lot of spin outs, yeah, which, I mean, I'm fine with cars being out of control and drivers struggling to drive, but it can get a little like too crazy if it's happening every 5 laps or whenever someone tries to make a pass and then they spin themselves out and a couple other cars as well. So maybe it's just because they haven't really raced on dirt in a stock car before. Maybe it'll change with, you know, some more practice, some more times running there. I'm curious to see if they will go back to dirt at Bristol in 2023, or if they want to go somewhere else or what. But I like Bristol as a track in general. I've gone to the track the last 3 years for the night race in September and had a hell of a time. It's a crazy experience. Would, you know, recommend anybody to go to that track and see it at least once. It's crazy, the sheer size of it really being like a coliseum, fully enclosed, you know, just mammoth of a track. And even though it's, you know, one of the shortest tracks on schedule, it's still crazy huge when you go out there and see it in person. But, you know, we'll see what NASCAR wants to do in the future with having dirt races. It was, you know, a crazy sight to see the first year. I actually ended up getting some dirt from the initial race at the track last year. So that's a nice little token to have. But, you know, curious on what to see what will happen in the future if they stay at Bristol, if they go somewhere else, change the car, take the windshield out, whatever. But time will tell. Jumping right in to segment number 3. We finish every episode the same. We got our random questions. We got our recommendations, and we always finish the episode strong with Tyler's quote of the week. But first things first, we get through our random question, and this one's kind of tied to, you know, the Derby, Thunder over Louisville. You know, the city's popping right now. But Tyler, what is something you wish Louisville had as the city, as the whole? And I know, you know, from last week's episodes, you're going to be wanting some more saunas in the city, but, you know, what else do you want in the city?
I mean, saunas would be good, but more realistically, and maybe this is just on my mind because of the news events somewhat recently, but I want a sports book in Louisville, you know, where you could go watch some games, make some bets, you know, check things out from there. I mean, yeah, ideally, you know, it'd be a whole casino setup or whatever. And I know we can just go across southern Indiana, but, you know, if there was something downtown, and I mean, I know it's going to happen eventually. You know, one of these days the law is going to get passed and we're going to get, you know, legalized gambling or whatever. But that's what I wish. And I think that it, you know, just a cool, like, you know, sports bar type mix of a place would really do well here. You know, city of Louisville loves sports, loves watching sports. I'm sure Southern Indiana could tell you that the city of Louisville loves to bet on sports too. So, I think that that would be, you know, something cool. Yeah, that's probably mine.
Yeah, I like that idea a lot. You know, with, you know, a lot of people will go, you know, across the river, give Indiana our money for a sport book, for a casino, make bets on games.
I mean, I've done it. Yeah. And I've got, you know, a ticket that I'm holding on to, hoping that my boy Charles Leclerc is going to be a Formula One. You got a future? I got, yeah. Have I not told you about that one?
No.
I got a Charles Leclerc driver championship. That I made before the season started.
Wow. And if he does, looking pretty good right now.
I mean, he's plus 1,100 is what I got him at. I think he's probably like plus 300 or something now.
Would you put on a 10?
Yeah, I just put 10.
Not too bad.
Wishing I would have put, you know, more on it now, but it'd be enough to give me a reason to drive back across the river and give me a little fun money to play with. So maybe a night out to dinner or something like that.
Yeah. I think it would be cool to have like a almost like Vegas type of like huge sports bar where people will go to. That's like absolutely, you know, massive and TVs everywhere. Just a bunch of guys being dudes, drinking beer, watching sports.
Yeah. And I mean, I think Churchill Downs has the funds and the, you know, capital to build one of those out. I think that they even kind of have the property and some stuff downtown ready to go once it gets passed. But the, you know, Kentucky lawmakers, it was, I don't know, somewhat recently, I don't remember exactly what day, but the hope for it to change this year kind of got shut out. So
Kentucky lawmakers are on the hot seat for these past couple weeks with some stuff that they've been doing lately.
Yeah, so we're just gonna have to wait until next time, I guess.
Yeah.
What's something that you wish Louisville had?
You know, there's, you know, people, you know, that always been saying for years, Louisville needs a NBA team. Louisville needs a professional baseball team. They need a, you know, this, that, and the third football team. And, you know, they're, the city itself, I think it's probably one of the largest college-only cities, I would say, probably in the country.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't really see them having the kind of bandwidth to share the Cardinals and a professional team as well. But who knows? But I think it would be cool if Louisville was on the beach. There's an ocean. Good weather all year. Sand, surf, you know, tiki huts, pineapple willies. I think that would definitely make leaving Louisville a lot harder if it was on a beach.
You mean if Louisville was San Diego?
I mean, would you leave Louisville if it was San Diego?
No, probably not. 75 and sunny all day? Every day?
Mm-hmm. Go, yeah. Go to the local barista with just your swim trunks on. Nobody bats an eye at you.
Nobody judges.
Yeah, just cool vibes, people hanging out.
But no, instead we get 40 degree weather in April. So
last week it was 70 degrees. You think things are starting to take a turn for the good for the city, and then we get like five straight 40 subpar degree weathers, rain and storm and tornadoes. And yeah, that's, I mean, basically put Louisville in Florida, switch it out with Tampa Bay, and we'll be golden location wise. That's what I got. I like your answer a lot though. Kinda got me thinking, making, you know, people go to Vegas. Louisville's a pretty big city, a lot of stuff to do. If they had something like that, maybe it'll deter people from traveling to the casino across the border, the casino, you know, in Vegas. If they just kind of, you know, dove into, you know, sports betting, gambling, things of that nature. I'm sure that they could, you know, have some tax benefits with that too. And, you know, who knows what the city would look like with all that extra revenue.
There'd be no poverty.
Mm-hmm. Be no homelessness. Our children would be educated.
Mm.
No police violence.
But I guess they just don't want that. But,
nope.
Unfortunate.
Oh, well. And that wraps up our random question answers. We'll throw this in the poll. Let us know what you wish Louisville had as a city. And I'll go ahead and jump right into my recommendation. This is a movie on Netflix I stumbled across. Originally it wasn't on Netflix. It was made in 2007. But it's on Netflix right now. Saw it. I think it's won maybe a couple Oscars or whatever. Has George Clooney in it. It's called Michael Clayton. And it's just the name of who George Clooney is in the movie. But in this movie, there's a kind of like an ongoing kind of trial between these people, and one of the lawyers goes like on a crazy psychotic breakdown, and they bring in George Clooney's character to help solve, you know, get out of the mess that the guy who had the breakdown got them in. Basically, it's a this small family is suing this big, like, farming spray company that, you know, they allegedly have toxins in their stuff and can cause, you know, cancer for the farmers and the communities that use it, and, you know, getting sued, whatever, going to trial. And then, like, the lawyer that was originally for the company, like, has, like, some breakdown where he's like, no, this company's wrong. They're doing bad things. They're killing people, giving them cancer. I can't do this anymore. And just has, like, a huge breakdown, like, on camera. And then they bring in George Clooney's character to come in and fix it. But he kind of, like, has, like, this moment of truth where he's like, no, this guy's right. And then the company ends up trying to kill everybody off. And then George Clooney's character gets basically like a bribe on tape of the people saying, you know, we'll give you $10,000 to shut up and not say anything bad about our product. And then they get that on tape, and, you know, that's kind of like how it ends, with George Clooney walking out like a badass. But it's a pretty good movie. I'm not doing a good job explaining things because it's a lot of stuff going on. But nice little thriller, drama, worth a watch. Definitely has some twists and turns. So yeah, I give my recommendation. It's on Netflix. Not too long. Watch it on a Friday night. I know you got a couple nights here alone this week, so maybe make a movie night one night, get you some popcorn, cuddle up with Reese.
Might have to do that. I got that movie on my list. Might have to bump it up a few spots. You know how sometimes that is. You see the trailer, throw it on the list, then, yeah, you know, a couple weeks later,
get around to it,
at it again, and yeah, you just need a reason to kind of remind yourself.
Right. Ahead and you give us ours, or you give us yours.
Yeah, so mine, I was just thinking about it because Saturday, you know, like I said, we walked up and down Frankfurt Avenue and went into some boutiques. So mine's for the local crew. If you're on Frankfurt Avenue, we went into a store called Hems, like, cool, Gentleman's Boutique.
Yep, I passed that before. Looked inside.
Well, I went in there, just kind of shopping around. You know, I need some more, like,
you need some drip.
Yeah,
and some, my man's more got, like, no drip. He just got scrubs.
I mean, I got scrubs that I'm basically wearing, and then I come home and I just put on some, like, shorts and a t-shirt. So, as far as, like, clothes to wear, like, going out to a restaurant, or, you know, going to a networking event, or, you know, your basic business casual clothes that, you know, people our age are starting to build up in their young professional careers, I'm just lacking in that area. So just kind of doing some little perusing, and really helpful worker there was helping me out find a shirt, get me sized right. Turns out that the shirt that I liked the best with the size that I wanted, they had it up on the mannequin in the storefront. He was like, don't worry about it, I'll pull it off the mannequin. So I pulled it off the mannequin, and he swapped it with another shirt up there. And so they were just really helpful. And then I got an ad on my phone yesterday, which, you know, crazy how these smartphones work. But they have another store over in New Albany, I think it is. That was the first one that opened. And then later this year, they're opening up one in the paddock shops, and I think both of those are going to be, well, I think the one in New Albany is already like a him and her type store. And then I think the one, I think the one in the paddock shops is also going to be a him and her, because they have a bigger store space. But the one on Frankfurt, it's just
for the fellas.
It's just a little small setup. So fellas, if you need it, go check it out. For the ladies, I think that we went to Electric Indigo or something like that. And that's, you know, a little bit further down Frankfurt. And, you know, Emily found some stuff there. So
there's a bunch of little boutiques and consignment shops up and down Frankfurt.
Yeah. So when the weather's nice and you just seen a nice parade, go up and down. It's a good time.
Get you some gelato from Gilberto's.
And their cannolis. They were good. I'm trying to remember. I got banana pudding and cookie butter and peanut butter chocolate chip, you know? So you can just, you get a cup and you can just pick whatever flavors you want. And they just kind of scoop them into the cup, you know, however many you want. Doesn't matter. Right. So you can mix and match the flavors. Good stuff.
Good stuff. And I think that finishes up our recommendations and our random question. We only got one thing left for you guys today. And Tyler, how are you going to finish us off this week?
Finishing off, you know, we were talking about a little NASCAR, had a little guest in the booth, one Darryl Waltrip. And how's his saying go? I think it's boogity, boogity, boogity. So it was good to hear him say that again.
Praise Dale, raise hell.
See you at Talladega next week. One time I said that, we had a test at school where we
No way.
Well, we practiced drilling a tooth or whatever. And it's funny because once the time starts, everyone's just straight to the hand pieces, you know, foot on the pedal. And it just sounds all of that. And it was right before we got started. And I was like, boogity, boogity, boogity. And then they were like, all right, you can get started. And then you hear, so.
Anybody else hear you?
Yeah. We had 20 people in my lab. Now I thought it was funny.
Dang, they knew what you were referencing? Ain't no way they
are. Yeah. I mean, you're talking to a generation that grew up with one of the best Pixar movies, Cars. So, Darryl Car Trip, played by Darryl Waltrip. Good stuff.